KO4 WWV.
BNG, you still there, station?
Teddy 2 DNG, this is KO4 WWZ, good morning.
KWZ, if I got that correct. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Go. Name's Glenn. I don't know if I've spoken to you before or not.
Yeah, this is Glenn, right? It's me up. Winter's Field Day. I'm out here at the Club Field Day site having a good time.
Day is still going on. Must be like in its 12th hour by now.
Fort Chandler, KA3JCA.
Good morning, Richard. KO4 WWZ.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about Field Day. Everyone is still probably up there.
We are. And I went to bed about 4, and I woke up since 30 minutes ago.
No, actually, out in the field, because now is not the morning for it. Last field day I attended, thankfully, was indoors. I think at a firehouse or somewhere.
She's actually outdoors in the field. We have one station here that I'm currently talking on running off a 12-volt, 200-amp-hour battery. And I'm actually surprised. We hit this thing up about 12-volt, 20-amp-hour battery. That is cool.
Anything I imagine is going to draw a lot of power. I'm surprised that battery is still able to, but okay, if the ears are still working, then I suppose you're still good.
Well, we haven't used the station much that I'm aware of, but it's really, really cool that it's actually worked this long.
I have this 230-watt solar panel sitting in my shipping container. So I guess the next thing I need to acquire as cheaply as possible is a whole bunch of batteries. Because I either got to sell those panels or use them for something constructive, build some sort of power system. But 230 times 10, that's 2.3 kilowatts. That might be a substantial amount of power if I decide to do something with those panels.
Roger, why don't we let KA3JCA jump in? We need to give him some talking time.
Probably I'm just listening to you guys talk there. That's not a problem. I just called to find out when I talked to you at 2 or 3 o'clock this morning, Chandler, you and Jerry were still up around the campfire. I didn't expect you to be up this early.
Well, that's absolutely fine. Let me just say, on a field day event, I can go to bed at 4, wake up 2 hours later, and after I eat something.
But it's got to be a little bit warmer for me to be out there this early in the morning.
Last and only field day I attended was indoors. I think it was at the, it was in a firehouse or the, wherever it was, the ambulance station in, East Long Island, but I forget exactly where. And yeah, outdoors up in the mountains with the, the cold and the rain and the occasional black bear. I'm not that interested. You know, I'm not what you would call a happy camper.
Oh, that. So, alrighty. Hey, did Kyle or Daniel or whoever it was, did they cook you guys some breakfast yet? You have to bring me some of that sausage and gravy and biscuits, okay, there, Chandler?
No, sir. Kyle is off-site, and Daniel's also off-site at their home PTHs. And I went home with Daniel, and he let me sleep on his couch, which I am grateful for, because sleeping in the car would not have been fun for me. Anyway, I was just about to say, I'd love to see you try and stop by for at least a few minutes today. The hill that I remember coming up on, it's not dirt, it's actually paved. And if you come up that hill and go to the right, there'll be a little flat area you and Charlie could park in and get out and let your wheelchair up. And you could easily push that wheelchair up on the flat part.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it today. But did you guys get enough visitors yesterday? Did, I know Lloyd and his little girl came up there yesterday. Did Anna and her son come up?
I think Anna got off work late and I think her son is probably tired and just wanted to spend some time with her, which is fine. She didn't say she was coming up for a definite sure. She just said she's going to try. You know, there's always more field days to come, so it's not like she won't have another chance.
So I'm going to let you and Glenn finish talking there. And, did Jerry go to bed, or did he stay up all night?
Jerry? He stayed up all night.
All right, I'll probably be on Greenville Local here in a little bit. KA3JCA.
All right, Roger. 7363. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. Okay, with more than WWC.
A3JCA.
Hey, you too, DNG, KO4 WWZ. You still out there, Glenn?
Sorry, I'm still here. I think the phrase happy camper applies to the guy who just left the campsite. Yeah, all right, enough of that. I'm going home to where there's heating and air conditioning and, you know, color TV and whatever. I don't know if I was ever a sit in the woods type.
I understand. If it's summertime, I would sleep out here in the Radio Shack. But when it's cold like this, not happening.
That may be different. I think I once said recently, I don't know who I was talking to, if I was talking to you, I'm about in the phase of my life where I'm going to chuck, you know, sell everything and buy an RV and become, become a nomad for the next couple of years. So that's sort of like camping, so I might as well try to get used to it. I'm pretty sure I could live in an RV. It's not that much different from, you know, what I got now. I'm basically just living in one room anyway.
Roger. Hey, Glenn, you got a little bit of scratchy static on the signal. Are you mobile?
I bump up the transmitter power. This transmitter only has low power and high power. It's a commercial radio.
Much better.
An ICOM radio, because it has a bunch of intermediate settings. There's a 5 and a 10 and a 25 watt setting. But, yeah, this is a little Midland commercial VHF radio. It's just got either 5 watts or 50 watts or 45 watts or whatever the high power setting is.
Roger. Yeah, you talked about living in a camper. I thought about actually doing that, like getting a little camper and a truck, a fifth wheel, finding a place that I can park it and have it as a dwelling, and living like that. It ain't like any woman's gonna want to come into my life anytime soon.
I really need it my age. Half a dozen pair of pants, maybe some shirts, socks and underwear, a toothbrush, some other personal effects, one or two radios, you know, maybe a desktop or laptop computer. I could probably live very comfortably in like a 20 or 30 foot RV. And, you know, I saw a couple of those at auction on one or two separate occasions. There was a 31 foot RV, 2007 RV, looked like it was brand new, that I probably could have gotten for like 30K or 34K, you know, if I had just put in a bid fast enough. But it was a nice one. And there was another one, I think a 20-something foot, whatever it was, and much, much older, you know, like a 1995, that I think went for like $5,000. And again, it's like if you hit the bid button a half a second earlier, you would have had it. You know, one of those things. You know, the older ones, as long as they run. And I imagine, though, you know, RVs don't get that much actual mileage on them anyway. Because typically it's something you only use a couple times a year.
True. But I like the idea that I can literally take my house to the grocery store, buy groceries, and they already be put up in my house. Plus, I could drive my house to a job site. That would be cool as well.
Either have the tow behind type that tows behind a large, like, pickup truck. Or maybe, you know, it's either the self-propelled type, but there you really, to do that, you got to have a tow-behind type of vehicle. Because you really don't want to, once you get that thing set up, you don't want to necessarily drive it everywhere. So, I don't have anything really big enough to tow an RV, but, you know, that's, is that like a ball hitch or like a fifth wheel hitch? Because, you know, I guess it depends how big it is. It's a big thing to try to tow.
So, you have the conventional RVs that you actually drive the RV itself, and then you'll have one that has the regular hitches like you see on the rear end of any type of four-wheel drive or Ford Chevrolet or Dodge truck, and then you'll have a fifth-wheel camper. And with a fifth-wheel camper, you'll have a little hitch installed in the back of your truck bed called a fifth-wheel hitch. It's basically going to operate like an 18-wheeler semi-hitch would. You take the fifth-wheel hitch, connect it to the fifth-wheel camper, and you're basically driving 18 wheels, non-commercial vehicle. The reason I like a fifth wheel is because they usually have them raced through.
Still puts an awful lot of weight on the rear axle. You need those dual rear tires, generally, which generally means you need a much bigger vehicle to tow it. Now, if I got to buy the self-propelled type and tow behind a little auxiliary vehicle, you know, I could get one of those smart cars. You know, the little things that are maybe, they got like a 6-foot wheelbase, they weigh like 1,800 pounds. Little tiny 2-seater car, I could tow that around. And that becomes your secondary vehicle once you park the RV.
Roger, roger. I hear you on that. Yeah. Well, Glenn, I'm going to jump off here for a few minutes and either try to make some more contacts or go back out there with Leroy and Gary and hang out with them. I'll holler back at you soon. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear on this line.
KDZ, KD2BNG. Yeah, that repeater is being... See, there was the static in the background just until the very end of your transmission. So, I did hear you then, though. Anyway, 73s, I'll talk to you later and go make some more contacts. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.